जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी जमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय विश्वपाद परमहंस प्री व्रजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन विवरी फाउंडर आचार्य जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परी व्रजगचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जमुना माई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय समावित भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंद ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ग्लोरियस टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरानंद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter number 27 and Text number 13. Evam Trivrit Ahankaraha Bhuta Indriya Mano Manaihi Abhasaihi Sva Abhasaihi लक्षितः अनेन सद् आभासेन सत्यद्रक् एवं त्रिवृद्धहंकारो भूतेन्द्रियमनोमनैः स्वाभावैश लक्षितोऽनेन सदाभासेन सत्यदृक् एवं त्रिवृद्धहंकारो भूतेन्द्रियमनोमयैः स्वाभावैर्लक्षितोऽनेन സദാഭാസേന സത്യദൃക് ഏവം ത്രിവൃദ്ധഹങ്കാരോ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയമനോമയൈഃ സ്വാഭാവൈസ്സർലക്ഷിതോനേന സദാഭാസേന സത്യദൃക്. Mothers, evam thus trivrit the threefold ahankarah false ego bhuta indriya mana marayehi consisting of body senses and mind swa abhasaihi by its own reflections lakshitah is revealed anena by this sat abhasena by reflection of brahman satyadrak the self realized soul. Translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The self realized soul is thus reflected first in the threefold ego and then in the body, senses and mind. The conditioned soul thinks, I am this body, but a liberated soul thinks, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. This I am is called ego or identification of the self. I am this body, or everything in relationship to the body is mine, is called false ego. But when one thinks, when one is self-realized and thinks that he is an eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord, that identification is real ego. One conception is in the darkness of the threefold qualities of material nature, goodness, passion and ignorance, and the other is in the pure state of goodness called Shuddha Sattva or Vasudev. When we say that we give up our ego, this means that we give up our false ego, but the real ego is always present. When one is reflected through the material contamination of the body and mind in the false identification, he is in the conditional state, but when he is reflected in the pure stage, he is called liberated. The identification of oneself is one's material possessions in the conditional stage must be purified, and one must identify himself in relationship with the Supreme Lord. In the conditional state, one accepts everything as an object of sense gratification, and in the liberated state, one accepts everything for the service of the Supreme Lord. Krishna consciousness, devotional service, is the actual liberated stage of the living entity. Otherwise, both accepting and rejecting on the material platform or in voidness or impersonalism are imperfect conditions for the pure soul. By the understanding of the pure soul called Satyadruk, one can see everything as a reflection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A concrete example can be given in this connection. A conditioned soul sees a very beautiful rose, and he thinks that the nice aromatic flower should be used for his own sense gratification. This is one kind of vision. A liberated soul, however, sees the same flower as a reflection of the Supreme Lord, thinks, this beautiful flower is made possible by the superior energy of the Supreme Lord, therefore it belongs to the Supreme Lord and should be utilized in His service. These are two kinds of visions. The conditioned soul sees the flower for his own enjoyment, and the devotee sees the flower of an object to be used in the service of the Lord. In the same way, one can see the reflection of the Supreme Lord in one's own sense, mind and body, in everything. With that correct vision, one can engage everything in service of the Lord. It is stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that one who has engaged everything, his vital energy, his wealth, his intelligence and his words in the service of the Lord, or who desires to engage all this in the service of the Lord, no matter how he is situated, he is to be considered a liberated soul or Satyadruk. Such a man has understood things as they are. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evam Trivridhankaro Bhutendriya Manomayaihi Swabhaver Lakshito Anena Sadabhasena Satyadruk. The self-realized soul is thus reflected first in the threefold ego, and then in the body, sense, and the mind. So, here Lord Kapildev is instructing his mother, Devahuti, in understanding the material nature. how material nature is entrapping through the false identification. So, what does the devotional service has to do anything with this false identification? Whether one knows or not, it is going to purify. Whether it is false. And for if it is a pure identification or a state of pure existence in devotional service, it is going to be the same as pure existence. So, devotional service benefits equally to an ignorant as well as one who is in knowledge. It is such a transcendental process that it directly connects the living entity to its own reality. But to understand the working of this material nature gives us a false identification, and thereby we are entrapped into the influence which is overpowering. And even in ignorance state that we are existing, we find it hard to perform the difficult this process as a very difficult process. We find it very hard. Even though the devotees are rightly situated, the process becomes sometimes encouraging, sometimes discouraging, and putting us into our so-called eternal state of marginal energy. We are always under the influence. But the devotional service is all-powerful. This marginal state may remain for eternal aspect, even in the liberated state, but the devotional service will carry us to Golok Vrindavan and engage us. It provides an opportunity to be rightly situated. No other process of mental speculation which come under the so-called impersonal realization or total annihilation of our existence by zeroing on our identity, means mitigating our identity, dissolving our identity in Shunyavad, they are due to the influence of this false ego. That what it is said here. Maitreya Muni is explaining the generation of the false ego. In the earlier chapter of the same canto, to Vidurji, in the fifth chapter of this canto, where the influence of the time is generating the Mahatattva in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is adventing himself into the first Purusha avatar, Mahavishnu, and by his glance alone on the inert, unmanifested material nature, it's called Pradhan Prakriti. By his own desire, interacts. The glance is interacting. The Lord doesn't indulge himself, but the glass is interacting without being influenced by the material nature. It produces the three modes and turns the whole pradhan prakriti into mahatattva, or called sum total of the consciousness. And this sum total of consciousness is predominantly in mode of ignorance. So, by the interactions of these three predominant modes of material nature, they are the prime source for the individual entity which is entering as a seed by the glance of Mahavishnu. These individual living entities are totally covered up by the predominant mode of ignorance. So it gives a false ego. That whole identification is coming under false ego. So, Maitreya Muni is telling that thereafter the Mahatattva differentiated itself into many different forms as reservoir of would-be the entities. The Mahatattva is chiefly in the mode of ignorance and it generates the false ego. It is a plenary expansion of the personality of Godhead with full consciousness of creative principles and time for fructification. Srila Prabhupada is telling in the purport that Mahatattva is a via medium between the spirit and material existence. It is the junction of matter and spirit where from the false ego of the living entity is generated. All living entities are differentiated parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Under the pressure of the false ego, the conditioned souls, all the part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, claim to be the enjoyers of material nature. This is false ego and is binding force of the material existence. The Lord again and again gives the chance to the bewildered conditioned souls to get free from this false ego. And that is why the material creation takes place at intervals. He gives the conditioned souls all the facilities for rectifying the activities of the false ego. But he does not interfere with their small independence as part and parcel of the Lord. So, what basically is that the Lord is giving the chance for a conditioned souls under the false ego to rectify. That is why the whole material variegatedness in the nature has been created. But because the individual false ego wants to enjoy, lord it over the material nature, he will never have the idea other way around. That this opportunity that the Lord is giving is meant for his own liberation. So, again, further, Maitreya Muni is describing that Mahatattva, or the great causal truth, transforms into false ego, which is manifested in three phases: cause, effect, and the doer. All such activities are on the mental plane and are based on material elements, gross senses, and mental speculation. The false ego is represented in the three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that a pure living entity in his original spiritual existence is fully conscious of his constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord. All souls are situated in such pure consciousness, are liberated, and therefore they eternally live in the bliss and knowledge in the various Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. when the material creation is manifested, it is not meant for them. The eternally liberated souls are called Nitya Muktas. They are free from the false ego. And they have nothing to do with the material creation. The material creation is meant for rebellious souls who are not prepared to accept subordination under the Supreme Lord. This spirit of false lordship is called false ego. It is manifested in three modes of material nature, and it exists in the mental speculation only. So those who are impersonalists, those who are mayavadis, or those who are voidist, they are on the mental platform only. Means it is due to the false ego that they don't want to surrender to the Supreme Lord, even though He affords us chance in this material creation. It's only a mental speculation. Those who are in the mode of goodness think that each and every person is God, and thus they laugh at pure devotees who try to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who are puffed up by mode of passion try to lord it over the material nature in various ways. Some of them engage in altruistic activities as if they are the agents appointed to do good to others by their mental speculative processes. Such men accept the standard ways of mundane altruism, but their plans are made on the basis of false ego. This false ego extends to the limit of becoming one with the Lord. The last class of egoistic conditioned souls, those in the mode of ignorance, are misguided by identification of gross body and with the self. And thus all their activities are centered around the body only. All these persons are given the chance to play with the false egoistic ideas, but at the same time the Lord is kind enough to give them a chance to take help from the scriptures like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, so that they may understand the science of Krishna and thus make their lives successful. The entire material creation, therefore, is meant for the falsely egoistic living entities hovering on the mental platform under the different illusions in the modes of material nature. So, this is the world of false ego. False ego collides with each other because there are three different kinds of modes affecting the false ego. False ego is the identification in the mode of ignorance. But this mode of ignorance, because it is the predominant mode that makes the Mahatattva, therefore, all other modes of the living entity, like mode of goodness and passion, are called mixed modes. The living entity, who is a conditioned soul, is thus identified as a marginal energy of the Lord, and it is never situated on the pure goodness. Pure goodness is Shuddha Sattva. Being part and parcel of the Lord, He is pure, Shuddha Sattva. But because it comes under the influence of Mahatattva, the predominant mode of ignorance overpowers it. So, even though by the virtue of the activities of the living entity, one may be casted in the mode of goodness or passion, still, it is nevertheless pure goodness. It is always mixed mode with that predominant mode of ignorance. So, this creates the false ego, the false conception, and even the mind is made through predominant mode of goodness, yet interference of the predominant mode of ignorance is overpowering the mind. So our minds are clouded. Our minds are clouded. Clouded minds are always under confusion. There is no clarity. But regardless, the chance which is afforded by the Supreme Lord in this human form of life, which is a pure devotional service, because it is transcendental, it is itself situated in the pure mode of goodness. Shuddha sattva. Sattvam vishuddham vasudevam shabditam. That state of existence of pure goodness is Vasudeva. Lord Shri Krishna appears only in this state. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, appears only in Vishuddha Sattva. That is said in Brahma Samhita also. Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traiganya vishaya veda vitayamana sattva avalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Even Brahma, who is the incarnation in the mode of passion, an incarnation of the Lord in the mode of passion, but because he is the first living entity, he is under the covering of predominant mode of ignorance. So the demigod Brahma is not situated in pure state of goodness. But yet he says that I have to make an effort. Sattva avalambi. I have to make an effort to always situate myself in the mode of goodness. Means one has to work hard. Right from Brahma. So who doesn't have to work hard from the descendants of Brahma till the living entities? And in human form of life, we can't escape. We have to depend. We have to cultivate the mode of goodness. We have to cultivate an etiquette that will transcend us beyond the mode of goodness. And that is called Vaishnava etiquette. That is called Vaishnava etiquette. That will transcend us. We have to go out of our way. By making this an extra effort to experience the transcendence. If we allow ourselves to go out of our way in relationship to the devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it becomes very, very conducive to not only get liberated, but to situate ourselves on the pure goodness. To go out of way means to extend our services voluntarily. Not miserly that we cannot do. Oh, I know only this much, I cannot do further. Now, by limiting ourselves in devotional service, we try to minimize the transcendental effect of the devotional service. A person who is surcharged with devotional service is a spontaneous devotee. A spontaneous devotee is classified that he is going out of his way to extend himself in pleasing the Guru and Krishna. This risk the devotee has to take, because spontaneity only comes after liberation. One who is not liberated cannot become a spontaneous devotee. There are several devotees who were, you know, even physically incapacitated by leukemia, like Jayananda Prabhu, But he extended himself just to please the devotees, Srila Prabhupada, and thus proved that he was very dear to Lord Shri Krishna. And in his life we can see that this spontaneity is the real parameter for getting out from the clutches of the false ego. I was just listening to the last tape Yadubha Prabhu produced about Srila Prabhupada, following Srila Prabhupada. That is San Francisco Rath Yatra. One devotee remembers Jayanand Prabhu as the garbage man. He was so humble that he would work not only during the day but during the late night also, because late night activity is very by habit in big cities like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, that the sanitation department works, because everybody is asleep and no more further garbage can be produced, so they can clean up the streets very nicely during the night time. So Jayanand Prabhu would also work hard during the late night to clean up the mess around the temple. This devotee was reminiscing that, well, he was waiting for the garbage man, to lead him to Srila Prabhupada. He was to be introduced by him. Says, yes, I was waiting for the garbage man. But that is what we see, that such a humble character was in a very spontaneous devotion. And spontaneous devotion is a sign of a liberation. A liberated devotee. So the pure devotional service is the real thing that is being overpowering all our false egoistic conceptions. And somehow or another we are in that process. So regardless of our backgrounds, regardless of our training even, if we conduct these activities of pure devotional service, then we'll all go back home, back to Godhead without any discrimination. So the idea is that Kapil Dev here, is describing the importance of devotional service. That is the only way to get rid of not only the false ego, all the processes that are employed in the devotional service is making us gradually, coming out from the platform of false ego and put us into our constitutional position as part and parcel of the Supreme Lord of the same quality. So we'll be able to interact with Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the importance of pure devotional service is not on the mental platform, is not on the physical platform. It is a transcendental platform. Such a powerful process is not available, or the results are not even available through the process of speculative knowledge or even so-called meditation, because everything is based on the mental platform, and mental platform has to be purified of the false ego. Even the sequence of our subtleness that is being covering us from gross body to the false ego. False ego is the last thing to go to get us liberated. So what is the direct and easiest process to get rid of the false ego? Pure devotional service. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that we have to come to that conception of Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Pure devotional service through chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, will be only possible if we do not let our false ego interfere. And that's why we have to become lower than the straw and the street of the, and more tolerant than the tree, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. Only in such a state of mind we can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra purely. Not otherwise. So, in any process of devotional service, if the false ego is interacting, we are still on material conception. This is also reiterated for the pujaris, that they have to worship the Supreme Lord without any interference of the false ego. That is, false ego is ruining everything. All our devotional service will be tainted. And we will not be able to get the desired result because of its interference. So anyway, in this particular verse, the liberated soul is called Satyadrak. And it is said that when one is getting rid of its false ego, he will be able to see the reflections of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in mind, body and activity or intelligence. They are reflected as the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, a concrete example is about the rose, beautiful rose. When one thinks that this rose is for my enjoyment, means the false ego will be there. When this rose is being offered to Lord Sri Krishna, then there is no interference of the false ego. So, in the pure state, in the liberated state, a devotee sees the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as reflection into all the material facets of the life. It is a manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but as a reflection, not direct. And in the Vibhuti Yoga, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, all different opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are thus understood that the taste of the water, the taste of the water, Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. Raso aham apsu kaunteya prabhasa shishuryaho. All this splendor All these opulences are but reflections of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But who will realize this? Only the one who has get rid of the false ego. Not otherwise. So those who are materialistic or some other conceptual processes they adhere to, they will not realize that these are the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as reflections. In the previous verse also there is an example how the reflection is understood, that the sun is reflecting in the glass of water, and the water is reflecting the same sun on the wall. You know, it's a reflection of the reflection. So all these different levels of from subtleness to grossness, these are reflections of the reflections. But if some entity, including the demigods, they can get bewildered by this process of reflection of reflections. It is said that when the gross material elements are manifested from the subtle elements, even the demigods get bewildered. Even the demigods get bewildered. But a pure devotee will never get bewildered. Sometimes the demigods also do not understand the manifested incarnation, and they get bewildered. Oh, who is this personality? Who is this personality? But a pure devotee never gets bewildered. Pure devotee never gets bewildered. When Narasimhadeva appeared, even Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi got bewildered, and she would not take him. Oh, how can that be my husband? She got doubt. But Prahlad didn't have any doubt. So this is the state of pure existence called Vishuddha Sattva, and the Supreme Lord is directly reciprocating with him in every befitting manner. We can see this example of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimhadev's interactions. It was so direct, but in the material world, because we are rebellious souls, we have to go through this proper understanding of reflection of the reflections and come to the state of realization. So, tene brahmaradaya adikavaye muhyanti yat surayaha. In Trisarga, means when the material manifestation is there, sustenance is there, and dissolution there, why we get bewildered? Even the demigods are getting bewildered because of the false ego. The bewilderment is there. Muhyanti atsuraya. So in this way, we can see that material energy is very powerful, and pure devotional service is more powerful than the material energy. So a living entity who chooses to overcome the effects of the material existence, they must become very, very serious in executing the pure devotional service. Anybody has any question or comments? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Regarding false ego, I'm trying to understand the program here. What is the understanding that we, when we get initiation, we receive the title? I accept the fact that we are dasa, that's our nature, but we receive the title dasa and dasi, which is connected with our gender.
Mm.
So, which would mean connected with our false ego, or?
But this false ego is directly connected in service of Krishna, so it dissolves the differences. We cannot forget the material existence because we are utilizing the material existence in service of Krishna. We don't have anything else except our material conception to be utilized in the service of Krishna. When this process is directly engaging the soul, so everything becomes purified, isn't it? So dasa is purified and dasis are also purified. But why should we treat, on a liberated state right away without our realization? So the process is perfect. One would not object. Suppose there is some kind of adamant desire that, oh, Prabhu, I'm also supposed to be called Prabhu. But insistence of calling Prabhu by those who do not understand, it becomes controversy and it's a useless, tug of war, of difference of opinion, right? Those who are liberated, neither they demand nor they, think, but they are in the spontaneous level of service. So, it is better to show some kind of humility in accepting the process. So, upon the suggestion of Srila Prabhupada, that is our guidance, and we say, what is wrong if I call you Prabhu and not Prabhu? If I call you Mataji, what is wrong in it? Nothing. But one should not be adamant, both are valid. Let it go, let it develop into spontaneous activity. If somebody insists that, please call me Prabhu, will it increase my spontaneity or devotional service? It's not going to change. Then what is the, understanding that on the non-egoistic platform, everybody is das or dasi. Who knows? In one way we can see only Krishna is the male, everyone is female. So everyone is a dasi. So ultimate conclusion will be, oh, call me dasi. Why are you calling yourself das? Sometimes I hear the prayer of Tulsi Maharani, Dina Krishna Dasi Koi. So Dina Krishna Dasi or Dina Krishna Dasa Koi. What is the difference? But people insist on speaking Dasi. Dina Krishna Dasi Koi. Krishna Dasi. All right. So there are some, adamant nature of human being want to create a variety which is Krishna's nature, enjoyable variety. You got the point?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So you told that including Lakshmiji, all demigods, they were bewildered when Lord Narasingha appeared, except Prahlad Maharaj. So does that mean Lakshmi is not a pure devotee? Lakshmi was bewildered. Does it mean that she is not pure devotee?
No, no. Pure devotee, the state of existence where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is realized fully, in full surrender. That is Vasudeva state. There is no bewilderment. The demigods are given a lot of tasks, even though they have a lot of mode of goodness overpowering, but they are marginal energy. They may not be. But Srila Prabhupada says, Prahlad Maharaj, when he was forwarded by Brahma, that only Prahlad, you can please Lord Narasingha, please calm him down. Prabhupada claims Prahlad is the leader of all the demigods. Prahlad, a pure devotee, is the leader of all the demigods. Then he quotes this particular verse, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana Sarva Gunai Tatra Samat Sate Suraha Harava Abhaktasya Kuto Mahoguna Manorathena Asati Dhavato Bahi. For a pure devotee, all the good characteristics of all the demigods are residing within. For those who are non-devotees, what to speak of them? Nothing is good in them. Because they hover on the mental platform. Mental platform means egoistic platform. That hinders our devotional service. Interaction with the Supreme Lord, it hinders. Can you come here, please, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna.
Jai.
Your Holiness, Vedavyas Priya Maharaj.
I'm a Das.
Maharaj.
Not Dasi.
Not Dasi. Maybe when your Ras is revealed, maybe. Like Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. So I was wondering, Prabhupada, I understand, once said that my disciples are very intelligent or quite intelligent, but I have trouble with their false ego. So we pray to Krishna for intelligence, to serve Krishna, right? We need intelligence. And we pray to Balaram for strength. We require strength to engage in devotional service. So would you make a distinction between, you did say ego, you mentioned in the purport that we do have ego, we have real identity, servant of Krishna, and then false identity is something we don't want to have. Would you explain the difference between intelligence and false ego, please?
We are eternally individual, and individual identity is there, but as a pure part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, or qualitatively one with Him, quantitatively different, and as a marginal energy, we are subservient to Lord Shri Krishna. So, the true ego is Daso Ahamasmi, not Brahmasmi. Daso Ahamasmi. Daso Dasa Anudas. That will be the real status of our true ego. You cannot dissolve individuality? Can you dissolve your ego? Artificially, nothing is done. Or even in one nature, there is no process to dissolve individuality. They think. Those who are impersonalists, they think. Means they are on the mental platform. Maninaha. Aruhya krichena parama padam tata patantiyada. So, maninaha means they think. They are hovering on the mental platform. That they are one with the Supreme, they dissolve their identity. Prabhupada said it's a spiritual suicide they committed. So, where they will go? Tato te bhuyatamo e sambhutyam rataha. Sambhutyam rataha. Sambhutyam means unmanifested absolute truth. Those who are dissolving themselves or thinking they are one with sambhuti, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead's feature in impersonal way. That is sambhuti. They go to the darkest region of ignorance because of that false ego. They cannot dissolve that false ego. False ego can make them believe that they are God themselves. So, Rupa Goswami gave us the best solution.
What was his solution?
The solution is naham viprocha narapatim napi vaishyo na sudro naham varnicha naham grahapatim vanastho yatirva kintu prodyan nikhil paramanandam purnamrutabdai gopi bhartu padakamalayo das das dasanudas. That is our process. That is our status. Servant of the servant.
That's real intelligence, not false. Yep. False.
This is very intelligent design. It is very safeguard. Right? There is no fall down from this. Always remain servant of the servant. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.